Another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And a couple of big news headlines this week already. One of them is that on Easter Sunday, Earth was hit by an X1.1 solar flare. So X is the strongest category of flare. And this wasn't just an X1, this was an X1.1 in terms of the strength. And it reportedly caused communications and radio blackout issues in parts of Asia and Australia. Seems like it spared North America. But apparently, according to space weather scientists, this whole next week could be a week of increased solar activity because as that sunspot where it originated, or the solar flare originated from, this new sunspot they've identified. As it works its way across the visible disk of the sun, in other words, the part of the sun that is facing us, it's possible that more stuff could be blasted our way. And so, something to be aware of. And for those of you who get the newsletter, I know many of you guys get my newsletter and my emails throughout the week. If you don't, the link will be in the description of this episode. But for those of you who get the newsletter, you know, over the last couple of months, I've been kind of fixated. A little bit fixated on this solar cycle 25, which is the solar cycle we're in currently. And a number of people, a number of experts, not laymen like myself, but a number of actual experts have said the initial data coming in shows a much, much more active solar cycle than was predicted in the various models they use. So way more active solar cycle, which means it's going to cause, more radio blackouts, more disruptions. Also, it could cause damage to satellites that are in space, all kinds of other things it can mess with. In a worst-case scenario, it can shut off power everywhere. That happened in 1859. Of course, they only had, like primitive electricity back then, but they had telegraph stations and stuff. And if it were to happen again today, what happened in 1859, that really strong solar flare. If that were to be repeated in the modern age, it would be catastrophic because we rely on electricity for so much more than we did back in 1859 as a civilization, right? But yeah, that's the one big story is that X1.1 class solar flare, which hit on Easter Sunday. And the other one is that the federal mask mandate has ended due to a judge's ruling in Florida. So no more mask mandate in airports and train stations, and the rideshare app Uber has followed the change in guidance. They followed that, and they no longer require masks on the Uber rides. You get into the Uber as of, I guess, today or this week. That's no longer required. And for people out there who are complaining and bellyaching and are upset, for people who are upset that this mask mandate is ending, it's been 2 years. The mask mandate on airplanes and in airports and in train stations and in trains and in public buses. We've had that for 2 years. At what point do you say, hey, time to roll it back? Time to not force people to wear a mask forever. Now, if you want to wear the mask, nobody's preventing you from wearing a mask. It's just that now federal guidance doesn't require people to wear it. Doesn't require people to wear something that in many cases it's not even. I've explained this before. These masks are made in China and they're not even, they're not up to standards. They're not like hygienic hospital masks. They're just pieces of random cloth that they dye blue and then sell to us. They dye it light blue and sell it to us. A lot of this stuff, again, is not hospital grade. And now they're finding microplastics in people's lungs. And they act so surprised. Oh, what's changed in people's environments over just the last couple of years? Oh, that's right. The federal government requiring you to wear a fucking plastic bag over your face made in China every time you try to board an airplane. That's what's changed, is requiring you to wear a mask for hours every single day. So you scaredy cats. Again, at what point do you expect it to be reasonable to roll this stuff back? It's been 2 years. And the same with the vaccine stuff. Like, why are they still pushing the vaccines? Joe Biden is planning another vaccine summit for next month, for May 12th. I mean, I thought if the vaccines worked, why are you still pushing them? Why are we on a second booster? What the fuck? This guy's going to go down as the least popular president in history. What the actual fuck? And again, for you scaredy cat boomers who are just terrified of life, you don't have the right to force masks on young people forever who are trying to live their lives and are trying to get some money and get a career going or start a family or buy a house. You don't have the right to fuck their lives up forever just because the cable TV has made you terrified to go outside. You don't have that right. Same with you weird boomers in DC pushing the vaccines. Give it up already. Your sad, evil jokes. Your sad, evil jokes. Millions of us read your WikiLeaks. I never got that stuff wrong. I got it 100% right. Sad pedophile boomers in DC begging each other for walnut sauce and pizza rental time and time in the torture chamber. And these are the same people who became fabulously rich off of their Pfizer stock over the last 2 years as they treated the rest of us in a constitutional republic like fucking slaves. Unacceptable.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.
My fellow Americans, if you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than in the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion. And inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes crashing down. If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. Talk to my friends at GoldCo to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. I believe in GoldCo and owning precious metals so much that we created a special website just for my audience to go to. When you go to www.fulcrumgold.com, I've arranged for my loyal listeners to receive up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. This special opportunity is only for my listeners, available through www.fulcrumgold.com. That's www.fulcrumgold.com.